Let's all stand and give them a round of applause. Everybody stand. As the toddler nursery is leaving. The funnest part of that was the trip for me. I took them to the airport, and the people we picked up were definitely different people. Keith went with me, and we looked at each other a couple of times and went, golly, these guys have been, they've done something. They were out there. It was fun, though. It was really fun. It was fun. It was exciting to hear and see the excitement, see our young people work. I'm not going to take too much time, but I would like, if you're not familiar with what's been going on here in the last month, God put it on my heart to do a men's month because Father's Day fell in this month. And instead of just doing Father's Day, we did a Father's Month or a men's month. And in the process, we had two men get saved and a young lady got saved as well. And that's happening. And we know for sure today, Russell's going to get baptized and join the church. So that's amazing. So that's been going on through this week, and that's what we're going to kind of close this service today and close this men's month, even though next month on the 14th, is that right, Cynthia? 14th. We're going to have a men's barn meeting right down here off of Smith Road in the new, is it Yerby? Yerby's barn. We're going to have a men's meeting. What we're going to do is there's a sign-up sheet out there. We're going to have 10 tables of six men at each table. If you want to sponsor a table, and you can get six guys to come in and sit at those tables. We're going to have singing, testimonies, and a little bit of preaching. A free steak dinner with potatoes. Now, that's a selling point. And a couple of door prizes. So we're going to try to reach some more men. And that'll be the first annual. We're going to try to do that annually, either down there or up here, either one. But we're going to start trying to reach out and get men. So what I want to do is I want to make some points to men today. I won't give you all the whole. I was trying to make a doctrinal point, give you a real good blood and guts man's message, and then some gospel. So we'll just cut to the men blood and gut part. If you're not into blood and guts, just sit here. You'll be all right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33. If you don't know it, men, we like blood, guts, and a whole lot of danger. Amen, preacher. God, one or two of you guys could have said, yeah, that's good. Well, we could have done a message on crocheting and knitting and shopping. No, never mind. Hebrews 11, verse 33. Are y'all there? Hebrews 11, verse 33. You know this is the Hall of Fame of Faith. My reference points would be Daniel chapter 6. So if we're going so fast this morning, we've had so much that we're going to do, that if you want to go back and see what I'm referencing, go to Daniel chapter 6 and read that whole chapter. Hebrews 11, verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions. I think every message we've done this month have had lions in it too, because I like lions.
Daniel, in the time where it says that he stopped the mouths of lions, Daniel was an old man. He was an old man. He was a governor. He was a governor or a he was a governor. He was the number one, the highest level of governor
you could be in the country. He had outlasted the Babylonians and King Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. He was now under the reign of another king and another kingdom. Because when he was a teenager and he was taken into captivity, he never would compromise God. He knew he was in slavery. He knew he was in bondage. He knew he was in trouble. But he would never compromise his trust in God. I wish we had some teenagers today who would say, you know what, I might have compromised in God, but I'm not going to compromise anymore. I'm not going to compromise anymore. I'm not going to do the things that everybody else is doing. I'm going to serve the Lord. You might stick around a while if you do that. What happened was, he got older and he was ruling as a governor, And they couldn't find anything wrong with the man. They couldn't find anything wrong with Daniel. So some of the other governors and some of the other leaders and some of the other people got together and said, you know what we need to do? We need to get rid of this guy. You'll get in more trouble with God than you with the world. Amen? If you're in the world, you're going to be in trouble anyway, but you're going to get in real trouble if you start serving God. But these guys got together and they said, you know what we're going to get him in? We'll get him in his service to God. You know what he likes to do? He had a tower. He had a high place built in his home. And he would go into that high place three times a day, open a window towards Jerusalem. But really what he was doing is, I'm going to turn to God. See, God had made a covenant with his people. He said, if you ever get into a place where you're broken and down and you're out and you got nothing, he said, if you'll turn to me, if you'll turn towards what you've built for me, if you'll turn to Jerusalem, then I'll turn to you. So Daniel said, you know what? Three times a day I'll get up and I'll turn my face to God. And I'll seek Him for help. And that's what caused him to grow and become a great leader and become a great man and to outlast kingdoms and kings. Sometimes we wonder, how are we going to make it as a people? I'll tell you how you're going to make it as a person. If you will turn towards God and trust in Him and do it consistently, kings and kingdoms can rise and fall, but you will still be standing when it's over. They got Daniel and they said, well, we got to get him. So he went to the king and they tricked the king. They tricked him into making a decree. They said, make a decree, make a rule that if anybody prays in anybody else's name, if they lift up any name other than your name, then you will punish them and put them in with the lions and kill them. And the king, sometimes we can get flattered, can't we? We can have some people come to us and think, we're pretty big people sometimes. And the king said, you know, that sounds good. I like hearing my own name. So he makes a decree that if anybody prays in any other name or says in any other name, lifts up any other name but him, then they'll be cast into the lion's den. And you know what? Daniel got word of this. Daniel got word of it. Now listen, I know I'm preaching to a bunch of spiritual giants in here, but I'll just preach to you this way. He had a place of comfort. He was no longer a teenager who was brought into slavery. He was no longer, you know, I don't have to worry about what happens to me. He had raised all the way up to an elder statement, an elder man. And now he's got everything's comfortable. He's got a good position. Can we say that? He's got a good position. He's got a good title. Anybody here got a good position and a good title that it's hard to give away when God really presses you to give it away? Man, you better start saying amen or something, because if not, we're going to be here a while. I'm just telling you, listen, we can get very comfortable as men. Now, when we were young and we didn't have much to lose, oh, we can go anywhere and do anything, say anything. But now, you know, there's a lot riding on what we're doing. If we serve God, we can lose position and we can lose some people. So guess what? They come to Daniel and say, guess what? The king's made a decree. Whoever prays in any other name other than the king's name, he's going to put him to death. You know what Daniel did? Walked up into his tower, opened up the window towards Jerusalem, and prayed anyway. And prayed anyway. Sometimes you just got to do it anyway. Well, I might lose some position. Guess what? God is the God of position. You didn't get the position, and you will not keep the position, or you will not lose the position if God is in it. And if you lose the position, guess what? God wanted you to lose the position. Somebody was telling me this morning, I asked God to help me and do this for me, and I would turn and help him and give him what he's given me. And you know what he is? The first thing he ever did, he said he caused me to lose my job. You ever made a promise to God and it got harder? But you know what he said? Then I got the best job I've ever had. So I've never not given to the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? What if we lose some people? Golly, I hate preaching this in my church. Sometimes I don't like being a pastor. You know why? Because I know you and you know me. And I say stuff like this and I realize, and I go to dinner with somebody and they go, oh, did you really mean that? I really mean this. People are not more important than God. People are going to get mad at you. They're going to get hurt with you, but especially if you're going to serve God. And some people are going to leave. And some people are going to say, I ain't going to talk to you or do this anymore. And you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to make up your mind. You're in this for God, not people. And the right people will be in your life and the right people will be out of your life if you'll trust God. I know that's hard to say, and there'll be somebody in here who'll say, preacher, you just don't like... I love people. But I don't love people more than I love God. I want to be pleasing to Him, and I'll be pleasing to the right people. Amen? So don't worry about losing position and title. Be worried about losing your relationship with God. Can I give y'all some neat stuff before I close? Some really cool gospel stuff? Yes, preacher, you can. Golly bum, y'all are so... Are y'all all right? Check this out. Some really cool gospel stuff. Daniel was serving God and he was totally innocent. The first thing he said when he came out of the lion's den, he said, I was totally innocent. That's why the lions didn't chew me up and spit me out. Amen? That's why they didn't suck the meat off the bone and spit the bones out and chew on them while. That's why they didn't do that. Because I was innocent. But he had an accuser. Guess what? We have an accuser. His name's Satan, amen? And you know what he does? He accuses us. To who? God. See, God made a decree. God made a law. God made ordinances. And guess what? We fell short of every one of them. The decree and the law never goes anywhere. It's a thing. See, if the king makes a law or decree, he just couldn't say, no, I don't count no more. It's his word and his when he passes the decree, is set in stone. Amen? See, when God made the law and the ordinances, it was set in stone. And so, guess what? He took an innocent one. His name was Jesus. And he said, you know what? I'll take the innocent one and I'll put him in the punishment place for the ones who are guilty. If you'll read in Daniel chapter 6, it's really neat that he puts him in a pit with the lions and seals it with a stone. Golly, that sounds just like Jesus. See, what they did is they put Jesus in a borrowed tomb and sealed it with a stone, and the governor stamped it and said, it's sealed. Don't touch it. Amen? That sounds a lot like Jesus, remember? Jesus went into the place of death for us. He went into the tomb. They rolled the stone. They sealed it. Guess what? They made it official. Guess what? Death's in there. Don't go in there. Guess what? Jesus, the innocent one, just like Daniel, walked into the den of death and stayed there because he could go in there and he was innocent and it would lose the power over them. No, never mind. Y'all don't shout. Y'all ain't a shouting bunch. I understand. But guess what? When death loses its control over him, it loses its control and power over us. Amen. You know what? It blows my mind. But King Darius, he loved Daniel. Amen. He knew right away. He goes, man, I have made a mistake. I have made a mistake and gave a decree. But even though I love him, the decree stands and he must go. He said when they put Daniel in there, the king went up to his room and you know, kings are different. He said, what do you want to eat? The king said, whatever I want, you go get it. Guess what? They brought him some trays of food. He said, no, I'm fasting. I'm fasting for Daniel, the king. You see, some of y'all don't forget this sometimes. Guess what? God was in control of crushing Jesus for our sins. He never took his eye off of Jesus. He never took his eye off what was going on. Amen? Somebody said, well, a great darkness fell, a great cloud. And God, you know what? Right behind that dark cloud was God. At any point, he could have pulled the cloud back and said, no, it's enough. It ain't worth it. Never mind. That's a whole different message. But guess what? The king didn't. He prayed all night. He fasted all night. And they thought, well, the king's not sleeping. We'll send some people up there and play some music for him. He turned them away. Go away. I don't want to be happy. I want to be miserable. It's a dark time, not a great time. There's an innocent man in the tomb. There's an innocent man in the ground. There's an innocent man messing with death tonight. And he doesn't belong there. Matter of fact, he doesn't belong there. I belong there. You belong there. The day come early. King ran down to the tomb. Roll it away. Daniel, are you still alive? Oh, King, live forever. I'm good. When the stone was rolled away and the seal was broken, Jesus stands on the other side of the tomb too. Amen? Y'all want to know something cool and neat? After that was over with, and he had went to the death place and lived, just like when Jesus went to the 3 days in the tomb and lived, guess what they did? Somebody should know their Bible right here. You know what they did? They went and got the accuser and the accusers. And guess what they did with them? They put them in the lions. They put them in the pit that was made for us. They took the accusers and their families and everybody that belonged to them. And guess what? As soon as they threw them in the pit, guess what happened to them? The lions tore them to pieces. You know why? Because that's what lions do. That's what death's all about. But it didn't happen to the ones that, it didn't happen to Daniel, and it didn't happen to Jesus, because guess what? They're innocent. And guess what? When you believe in Jesus Christ and you put your trust and faith in Him, you can walk through the shadow of death, and it will have no power over you. Amen? And in one day, we're going to see this. One day, not long from now, we will see the awful accuser and everybody who belongs to him cast into the place that he threatened you for years and years and years to be cast into. We'll be there for that day. And thank God. Thank God. We'll see the devil and all of his angels be cast into hell for eternity. And you know what we'll be able to say? There goes I, except for the power of Jesus Christ. That should have been me. But one day in my life, I decided to put my trust and faith in the one who was innocent, who was crushed for my sins, who laid in a borrowed tomb, who arose the third day, who gave me power over death, hell, and the grave. And guess what? I don't have to go to that awful place. Daniel was one of the most awesome men of the Bible. You know what? The only way to be an awesome man of God is to do like Daniel. Don't compromise. Don't compromise on God. Some of y'all need to make a decree today as a man. Probably some women in here too, just to be honest with you. But some of you men in here have probably been compromising on God. Probably for your position and probably because of some people. You've been afraid to stand and not compromise on God. There's some time to take back right here and say, you know what? I'm going to stop compromising on God. I'm going to trust God that He's able to keep me and hold me no matter what my title and what my position and what the people say. Some of you in this room need to make your mind up and say, you know what? As a man, I'm going to be just like Daniel. I'm going to resign a time with God that I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to seek God in His Word. And I'm going to trust God in whatever He's going to do with my life. As y'all all stand, and they come get a song of invitation.